Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you all rise as we honor the life of WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund with a 10-bell salute. Thank you.
Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And I am your host, Conrad Cushman, and we are here today with a preview for NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 40 of the Everything Pro Wrestling podcast. Now, we have an excellent episode lined up for you today. We're going to be talking about NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool. I'm very excited for this show. I also have some predictions for this show, so make sure you stick around to tune in for that. But before we get into that, I do have some sad news to talk about, and it's about the Buffalo Brothers Car Accident Recovery Fund. On the night of Sunday, January 6th, the Buffalo Brothers, Nick Puff Paff, Kevin Bennett, Danny Garcia, and Kevin Lockwood were involved in a serious car accident driving back from what they love doing the most, wrestling. They sustained several serious injuries, including broken bones and head injuries. Now, I know that these guys and their families would be extremely grateful for any financial assistance that you guys could help them out with at this time. They have experienced severe trauma, both mentally and physically. So if you're able to donate, I do have a link in the description box. Please make sure you send these guys love if you see them on social media. A lot of the pro wrestlers are tweeting about it. So I just would like to help them out as much as I can. So give them any assistance that you can. Thank you. All right, guys, let's talk about the NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool show. Now, the NXT roster is going back to where it all began. And I would assume that the concept for this NXT UK brand took place when they were first visiting the Empress Ballroom. Now, this is where the first NXT UK Championship Tournament was held. It was actually the WWE UK Championship Tournament. And I'm kind of confused as to, is this an NXT title or a WWE title when you look at it? But for now, we're going to call it an NXT Championship. So the NXT UK Championship Tournament was held there. And they've done a lot for this brand, and I'm glad to see a lot of the wrestlers in the UK getting an opportunity to showcase their skills. Now, this show is going to be on Saturday, January 12th. The kickoff starts at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and NXT UK TakeOver officially starts at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're bored Saturday, check out this show if you haven't even watched NXT UK. Now, I've been enjoying the NXT UK brand when they have their episodes. And I think they've done a tremendous job. These guys aren't as exciting as NXT, in my opinion, but it's also different. It's very cool to watch how people in like different countries react to wrestling. And the fans are very much into these guys. And it's fun to me. Just a fun show to watch. Now, I'm going to warn you guys, the first match I'm going to talk about does have a spoiler in it. So if you're going to watch the NXT UK show and you don't want any spoilers to happen, I'm going to give you guys a second to skip ahead so that you can avoid who's in the finals. And we're going to talk about that in this. So give you a second here. Now, the NXT UK Tag Team Championship Tournament Finals is going to happen on this show. We are going to have the tag team of Mustache Mountain, Tyler Bate, and Trent Seven, and they are going to be taking on the grizzled young veterans, James Drake and Zach Gibson. First and foremost, the breakdown of this match in my notes, I already have in there that those NXT UK Tag Team Championships look really sharp. I love the look of those titles. It just seems very old school, and it's got a classy look to them, and I just love them. I'm a belt mark, so 100% I stand behind these belts, and I think that they are really, really nice. Mustache Mountain is in this match, and Mustache Mountain as a tag team have delivered every single time. I love their matches with the Undisputed Era. They became the NXT tag team champions for a short period of time, and they've been doing a heck of a job just having great matches. Tyler Bate and Trent Seven have amazing chemistry, and I know that they're going to deliver when they get into this match. Now, on the other side, we have the Grizzled Young Veterans. We have James Drake and Zach Gibson. If you remember Zach Gibson, he won the second UK tournament where he got the shot at Pete Dunne, and he went on a pretty nice run throughout that tournament, and he really impressed me throughout. And he's no slouch in the ring. This guy is going to put in work, and a lot of people, they enjoy him as a heel, I'll say. But Zach Gibson has impressed, and I think a lot of people should keep their eye on him. He's a tremendous singles talent, but in a tag team, these guys have really been on the UK scene for quite some time, so I expect a really good match out of this. Now, James Drake, he's been impressive since I've seen him on the NXT UK show. I didn't know too much about him, but him and Zach Gibson have a really good chemistry with each other, and I've went back and seen some of their matches in other independent promotions, so this is going to be a really good match. My prediction for this match, though, is I have to go with Mustache Mountain to be the first inaugural NXT UK Tag Team Champions. They are two of the best tag team wrestlers throughout the entire WWE, in my opinion. And Mustache Mountain always delivers when it comes down to it. I really, really enjoy their work, and I don't see it going any other way. I think that this is a feud that you could build upon for a couple months, and James Drake and Zach Gibson could eventually take the titles off of them down the line. But Mustache Mountain's my prediction for right now. And now we get to the second match on the card. This is a no DQ match that was made by Johnny Saint. We have Eddie Dennis versus Dave Mastiff. Eddie Dennis, I have a lot to say about him. So when it comes down to it, Eddie Dennis was a former math teacher, and I think he quit wrestling, or I'm sorry, he quit out of the school system when he was a head teacher. I assume that's like a principal. If anybody's from Europe and they could tell me if I'm wrong about that, let me know. But he was a head teacher, which I assume is the principal role, and Eddie Dennis left that for pro wrestling. There is no denying Eddie Dennis's passion to be an excellent pro wrestler. But here's my issue with Eddie Dennis. I don't see it. Like, I don't understand what's the big deal about this guy. And maybe I'm missing something on his talent level. Maybe he had something and I haven't seen it yet. But I think this is his chance to win me over and get me to turn it around for him. Because I still have hope. I go out there and I watch his matches, but I just don't see it. And I don't know if it's his in-ring gear that makes me not take him seriously, or if it's that he's kind of smaller but tall. I don't know what it is, but he's missing something for me, and it's not clicking. At the same time, we have Dave Mastiff, and his entrance just reminds me of Earthquake, like the camera shaking. He is a large person, and Dave Mastiff is a beast inside that wrestling ring. He's very impressive, and he's similar to Otis of Heavy Machinery in the aspect of he just looks different, and I can appreciate that. I don't want to see everybody in wrestling look like Randy Orton and vice versa. I like a lot of variety in how the wrestlers look, how they perform in the ring, what makes each wrestler special, and I think Dave Mastiff is someone who has that, and when you pay attention to him, he is a really good talent, and I just think I like him. I think there's a huge upside to him, and I hope that the NXT brand can appreciate that when they watch him do his work. My prediction for this match, though, is for Dave Mastiff to go over, and that's just based on the fact of who would I push forward. I see more upside in Dave Mastiff at this moment than Eddie Dennis, but I still want to see Eddie Dennis show me something in this match that can build up his stock for me and make me invest in him more as a character. So hopefully we get to see that. Now, we're going to take a quick little break in between here, guys. We're going to have a promo ad for everything college basketball. So give me 1 second and we'll be right back to finish out with the NXT UK TakeOver preview.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Burton, inviting you all to come join the fastest growing group dedicated solely to college basketball, Everything College Basketball. Just go to Facebook and in the search bar type in Everything College Basketball. Once you've joined, feel free to begin chatting with other diehard college hoops nuts like yourself. Also, while you're there, go check out the podcast on Anchor, Podbean, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just search up Everything College Basketball Podcast, and as always, like, share, and subscribe. Ooh, yeah! Dig it!
If any of you guys are college hoops fans, I will be on the Everything College Basketball Podcast this Sunday with Josh Burton, and I look very forward to doing the show, so if you guys have the time, check it out. But let's get back to NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool. The next match we have on this card is for the NXT UK Women's Championship. We will have the champion Rhea Ripley defending against Toni Storm. Now, these ladies are both the two standouts from both Mae Young Classics, in my opinion. When we go back and look at these tournaments, who really stood out to you? And my number one was Toni Storm. I thought she was an excellent performer and really did a good job in the first one. And the second one, she was one of the favorites to win it, which she did. And Rhea Ripley, I remember her from the first one too as, oh, I've never heard of her before, so let me just check out her work. And Rhea Ripley in the first one, she kind of had this different personality and she wasn't who she is now. But when she came back for the second one, the character fit her perfectly. Rhea Ripley is on my list for one of the most improved wrestlers this year. She has a character that fits her now. She is always entertaining in the ring, and she just delivers. It makes everything look real. It's hard not to appreciate Rhea Ripley. But let's get back to Toni Storm real quick. Toni Storm is amazing to watch her perform in ring as well. She's been wrestling for many wrestling fans. She's a fan favorite since she's been doing her independent shows, and she's been everywhere across the globe to do women's wrestling. So big shout out to Toni Storm. But when we talk about Toni Storm, we do have to talk about the recent controversy that's going on with her. Toni Storm had some leaked photos and a video out there, and I'm not going to get into what it was of because that doesn't matter. But just know that there were some leaked photos and a video of her, and I feel really bad for Toni Storm. No one deserves to have their personal private footage gone through, but someone must have hacked her phone and found a way to get those videos off of it. And I feel really bad for her, and I just wanted to show her some support on that. But back to this match. This is a rematch of the tournament semifinals for the Mae Young Classic, it was the tournament semifinals. And it was also the finals for the NXT UK Women's Championship match. This is a tough match to call, and we don't know who's going to come out the winner in this one. I don't think it's an easy guarantee, but my prediction is going to call for Rhea Ripley to retain the NXT UK Women's Championship. I think anytime you have a new title out there, you have to have strong champions on the first run, and I think Rhea Ripley is that champion right now. Toni Storm is really good and someone who I could see even going to NXT down in Orlando. I just don't think Toni Storm needs that belt right now. She's bigger than that championship, in my opinion. And Rhea Ripley needs the title more for her character and to build up her as a character for the fans to believe in. So Rhea Ripley is my prediction for this match. And I'm really looking forward to this. This is probably my sleeper match on the show. And I felt when they wrestled for the NXT UK Women's Championship, when you go back and watch that tournament match, there's a nasty spot where Toni Storm takes a backdrop on the apron, and I think she hurt her back in that match, and they had to call it like quits kind of early because her back looked like it was seriously messed up. But if they're given the proper amount of time, I would love to see what both these ladies can do in the ring, and I'm hoping that's what they have happen for it. But I look forward to this match. And before we get into the next match, guys, I know that this card is not that long, so I wouldn't be surprised if we get more guys on the card. I mean, they have a tremendous roster. We don't have matches for Wolfgang, Mark Coffey, Mark Andrews, Travis Banks, Flash Morgan Webster, Jordan Devlin, Jack Gallagher, Noam Dar, Jenny, Isla Dawn, Killer Kelly. And I'm really hoping that the car subject to change works in our favor for this one and that we get to see these guys perform because they are excellent performers that I just mentioned there. And I'd like to just see them get a little bit more shine, whether it's another women's match, maybe a women's match in a six-man tag with some of the guys on there, just so that they can be showcased on this episode of this show of NXT UK TakeOver. They need to show their talents, and I think a lot of them have done incredible things. Even if you look back at Jordan Devlin's match with Pete Dunne, awesome match. If you have not seen that, go back and check that out. I thought it was a really good match at the end of 2018. Wolfgang, always fun to watch. And I don't understand why Wolfgang's not being showcased more on the UK brand. I don't know if he got himself into some hot water, but I always consider the big four of this UK era, we'll call it. You had Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, Trent Seven, and Wolfgang. Those were the main four players that I always thought about, but it seems like Wolfgang's been kind of pushed to the back while Trent Seven has buddied up with Tyler Bate. So not sure what's going on with that, but hopefully we get to it and we get some more matches. That's what I like to see. But in the main event, we are going to have the NXT UK Championship on the line, and we will have the Bruiserweight, Pete Dunne, defending his title against the Iron King, Joe Coffey. And hopefully he has Gallus in his corner. So maybe we will get to see Mark Coffey and Wolfgang in this match. Pete Dunne has been fantastic for this NXT brand. He won the championship all the way back on May 20th, 2017 at NXT TakeOver Chicago. That's probably one of my early episodes when I was doing this podcast. And I don't even think that this show was reviewed yet. That was probably a year out from doing it, but he's been the champ for quite some time. And in the beginning, I denied Pete Dunne being the NXT UK champion. I'm like, he doesn't really defend it all like that. I mean, is this really something special? But when you go back and look at the bouts that he's had defending this belt, it truly is something special. He's had a lot of great matches, even with Ricochet. Jordan Devlin was mentioned. The Tyler Bate matches are classic. Keep letting Pete Dunne do his thing, guys. Now, we look at this match, and we have Iron King Joe Coffey, and he has been someone who I didn't know a lot about. The Iron King Joe Coffey, the question is he going to come out with his body paint on? I know that sometimes he has his face painted partially, or he'll paint up to his chest area similar to Finn Balor. I would like to see them incorporate that in this, but I don't know if they're going to do that for the crowd and how many other guys use body paint. They may not want him to, but I don't know. Hopefully he gets to showcase something different in this match, because I feel a lot of people like Joe Coffey and they know of his in-ring work, but I want to know more about the character of him and who he is so far. Anyway, let's get back to this match here. So Pete Dunne right now is the man to lead NXT UK, in my opinion, and I'm predicting him to win this match. I would like to see Dunne retain the championship here, and they have to find the right person to defeat Pete Dunne, and I'm not sure who that is just yet. Potentially Jordan Devlin in that match made me think it could be him. And Joe Coffey, maybe he is. Maybe I'm missing out on him, and maybe Gallus holding the title is the way to go. But I feel Pete Dunne needs to continue this long title reign. It is bringing prestige to that belt. And whoever beats him, I feel like, will be a made man in NXT UK. It just has to be the right person in the right circumstance. And I know people are going to be upset when it first happens, but it has to be set up right, in my opinion. Before we wrap up episode 40 of the Everything Pro Wrestling podcast, I wanted to give my overall thoughts on NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool. NXT UK has been on the WWE Network for a couple months now, and I wanted to tell everyone that it's a really good show, fun to watch. You get a couple matches every week, and it's always something interesting to watch. So if you haven't watched it yet, give it a chance. But if you're going to start watching it this week, there's no better time than to start with the NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool show. I really feel like, yes, there's only four matches on this match card, but you're going to get quality matches that'll have appropriate time for the matches. And this NXT UK brand needs to prosper so that WWE sees that it's worthwhile and something to put money into. I really like what they've done so far with the brand, and I think you guys will enjoy a really good show watching this Saturday. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and there's a kickoff show starting at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time. Check out the brand. Give me your thoughts on it, guys. I'll have a thread in the Facebook group. I will have everything going for it, and I'll be on Twitter talking with you guys about it. Also, thank you for listening to the Everything Pro Wrestling podcast. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you who listen. And as I say every week, without you guys, there is no show. So thank you. And do me a favor, guys. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Tonight, I will be live after SmackDown at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to talk about SmackDown's results, have a little miniature review about the show. And we're also going to talk about that big AEW Double or Nothing rally that they're having today in Jacksonville. I'm really looking forward to that. So don't forget, guys, give me a subscribe on YouTube. I'm trying to get to 250 subscribers. I'm about five away. So if you have a YouTube channel, help me out and give me that subscribe. And also, don't forget, guys, subscribe to the podcast. We're on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, and now we are on Podbean. So do me a favor, guys. Just give me a subscribe if you've been listening to the podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you who do that. And last but not least, I do have to mention, please try to donate to the Buffalo Brothers once again if you can. All that stuff's in the description box. And rest in peace to Mean Gene. I know I had that dedication for him in the very beginning of the show. Mean Gene Okerlund, one of the all-time greats, someone that I really appreciate. And he has been in wrestling to me since my childhood. Mean Gene, you were one of the best. I don't think anyone will ever be able to replace you. And I appreciate everything you did for the business. Thank you so much, Mean Gene Okerlund. Rest in peace, brother. And I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Check us out next week when we'll be back with another episode of the Everything Pro Wrestling podcast. Peace.